Blog Talk Radio.
Continually be in my mouth, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you with Time to Talk About It, coming to you today from Orlando and all the surrounding cities. And we want to send you lots of love and hugs. Thank you for being there, you, and you. I love you. And here's Sister Day.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you that we have Apostle Porter, Lord Father, here with us today, Lord Father. We thank you for touching and strengthening her right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We magnify your name. Father, you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Father. Asking you, Father, for forgiveness of any sin, Father, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, and in actions, Father, knowingly and unknowingly grieving the Holy Spirit. Father, this day we ask for your forgiveness, Lord. And Father, as we hold before you this prayer list, and Father, not only this prayer list, Lord Father, but others, Lord Father, our personal and those that are around, Lord Father, praying and interceding, Lord Father, for others, we hold them up to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold to you Thomas Hyde, Lord, that has liver cancer. Father, we come against cancer right now and all those, Lord Father, that are suffering with cancer. Father, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, you say, by your stripes we are healing. We're thanking you right now, Father, for your healing, Lord Father. Father, if they don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father, we ask you, Lord Father, to place someone in their path, Lord Father. Oh, Father God, to accept you, Lord Father, as their Lord and Savior, Lord, and help them, Lord Father, to forgive those, Lord Father, that have unforgiveness, Lord Father. Father, touch right now, Lord Father. Touch Thomas Hyde right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, touch Deacon Chris, Lord Father. Touch Cheney, Lord Father. Father, touch them, Lord Father, that's in the hospital, Lord Father. Touch Brenda right now, Lord Father. You know what they need healing for right now, Lord Father. We thank you for strength, Lord Father. We thank you for peace, Lord. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your shield of protection being round about them right now. In the name of Jesus, sealing their room, Lord Father, under the blood right now, Lord Father. Father, for they are your child, Lord Father, your children, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thanking you for strengthening Deacon Chris, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you, Lord Father, for touching his body right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you also, Lord Father, for touching Cheney's body right now, Lord. We thank you for the progress, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for continue touching them, Lord. Father, we hold to you Miss Kim Merchant, Lord Father. Touch her also, Lord Father. Father, she has suffered several brain aneurysms, Lord Father. We thank you for your healing, Lord Father, being in the midst right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for healing of the minds and healing of the hearts right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we bless your name. We magnify your name, Lord Father, knowing, Father, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. Father, we give you all honor, glory, and praise, Lord Father. We hold to you, Lord, this broadcast right now in the name of Jesus, covering it under the blood right now. Father, we thank you. We glorify you, Lord Father. canceling all assignment that was sent towards this broadcast. So anyone, Lord Father, anyone, Father God, that is speaking on it right now, Lord Father, listening right now, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, Father, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now. We cancel it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, rendering it null and void. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, touch, Lord, your people on this line, Lord, Father. Father, you know what they need. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance, Lord, Father. We thank you for peace and comfort, Lord. Father, those that lost loved ones, Lord, Father, send them your comforter, Lord, Father, for you say you would not leave us comfortless, Lord, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, for the praise report, Lord, Father. Every progress, Lord, Father, that you have made in Bill, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, that he's at 70%, Lord, Father. Father, of getting his strength and everything back, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now. All those that suffer strokes, Lord, Father. Father, we speak healing to their bodies, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for every muscle, Lord, Father, being released right now. Every movement, Lord, Father, being released right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I ask you, Lord, to decrease my apostle and my pastor right now, Father, as they bring forth the word. And we thank you for the ears to hear and the heart to receive your word. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. I'm praying that you are praying for me. Amen, that I make it through. Amen. And I'm not going to be long, but I'm going to pass it over to the pastor, Sharon. But I just want to thank you. Let me just give you a short word right now. If we would be vessels to receive the Spirit of God, we must first be willing clay in the hands of the Maker. If we would be vessels to receive the Spirit of God, we must first be willing clay in the hands of the Maker. Truly, I thank God for being here. I thank God for you, you and you again, for being on the other end. I trust that something will be said today to help you in some way. And those that are praying for my family and me, praise the Lord. I thank you. You know, I'm not the best right now. Just, I don't know what it is. I might be seeing my son in the condition that he's in. He's not very well. And finding out, you know, knowing that he had been out of it, been not able to recognize anybody all last week up until Monday, I think it was, we went over there Monday, Tuesday, whatever day that. We went there Tuesday. It was the first time his eyes had been opened and he knew anybody. And he saw us coming, you know, praise God. But he was, he's very ill. Deacon Chris, he is very ill. And I ask you all to pray for him. They had to take the fluid off of his lung last week. And this week they had to go in and take blood clots. You know, off of both of his hips, legs, or somewhere up there, groin there and all. And he was, yesterday he was still there, whatever, I don't know what they were doing to him, whatever they were doing. But he was, he couldn't see him yesterday. All right, praise God. But I want you to pray for him too, you know, also. And that's my baby boy, praise the Lord. Amen. And so he's going through, and I told the nurse, I said, I've been through this here so many times. He's been almost dead, and the doctor told me he was dead, and I told him, no, he ain't. And, you know, and God brought him back, you know. Now, I don't know what God's going to do this time, you know, but I'm still leaving it in his hand, and I'm with you all helping me pray, you know, with you helping me pray, I know I can make it through it too, you know. Amen, I can make it through. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And he has to have oxygen mask to breathe and all that good stuff, you know, and everything. So I just need your help for me to make it through too. Amen. Was that all right? I just want to make it through too. As he go through, I'll make it through too. Amen. You know, we don't lose sight of God when things happen. And, you know, I've been hearing people saying about folks asking for help. And people have so much pride, they don't ask for help. They have secrets. They want to be, you know, secret service people and all that. Not me. When I need help, everybody that can pray, I need you to pray. All right, because I know when we get together, unite together, God moves. He really moves, you know, in whatever way he wants to move. You understand that? Yeah. We're not dictating to God how to do it, but we are asking him for his will to be in perfect manner as we pray, okay? This is where we are today, praise God. And it seems like sometime this past year, like I'm losing both of them. I have just two sons, and it's like I'm losing both of them. One day, both of them was in the hospital at the same time, in different hospitals at the same time. So, you know, hey, this old girl's still in here swaying, praise God, trying to make it, you know, and standing in the gap for my child and your child, too, all right? That is what I'm geared to do, what God shows me, but I don't know what happened. What happened? I still don't know what happened yesterday. I don't know. I guess I got overwhelmed or something. But you hear my voice. Now I'm trying to make it back. I'm making it. You pray for me. You see me all the way back. Hallelujah. You know I got to go on, right? You know I must go on. Must go on. And today, you know, we thank God for Pastor Sharon and our own little Nathan here today, the little prophet here. Amen. He know when I feel bad, he came right in and lay his head on me, you know, when he know I don't feel so good, you know. That's what he does. Isn't that wonderful? See, laying hands on people already. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for children that are being raised up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. I thank God for them. Amen. And I'm going to continue to pray for them also. Amen. Praise God. So y'all pray much for me. Amen. Amen. All right. As I pray much for you, because what we going to do? We going to make it. I can't sing so much today, but I just love to do that little tune anyway. We going to make it. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. We going to talk today. What are we talking about today? I trust. Listen here. Did y'all enjoy yourself yesterday with Deacon Knight?
Yes,
he stepped in and took over for me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, you know, I'm not exempt from the enemy hitting me, okay? And I'm not the one that say, you know, I'm always well. I am not always well, but I don't sit up and talk about it all the time about it. But I'm not always well, but I do what? I push on the best I can. If I could have pushed yesterday, I would have pushed, okay? I would have been here, but just something happened that I just couldn't make it this time. But I'm making it now, ain't it? Can you say amen in it? You can say amen in it. God is good to me. Hallelujah. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, he is. Glory be to God. He is so good. Let me tell you. Now, today we're going to start with, we're going to talk a little bit about something that all of us have in our lives from time to time. We're going to start with the Psalms, the 25th chapter. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Oh, my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without a cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord, and teach me thy path. Lead me in the truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. On thee do I wait all the day. We're going to talk about what? Decisions today. The fourth say, show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Now, every decision can be stressful. Yes. Trying to make decisions. You know you've had decisions about this, that, or the other many times. And when you watch your children sometime, when they be, what you want, Johnny? You want some of this? You want peanut butter jelly? You want some bologna? Which one you want? So there he is, she is trying to decide, right? And it's fun to watch them trying to decide what it is. And think about yourself when you have to decide, what are we having for dinner tonight, you know? I thought about this, then you change your mind and you pull something else out, and you change your mind and you pull something else out. And it makes you tired. You feel like you've been on a 9-to-5 job trying to choose between what you want to cook. See, so decisions are being made. We are trying to make decisions all the time, huh? And we can't make them without God. We need God in every walk of our, every phase in our life. We need God. And the bigger decisions, like whom we have to choose, the career, where we going to work, what kind of work do I want to do, what do I want to do in life, what kind of house do I buy? Today you don't have much decisions on that. The only thing about that is you just, the people that you get the money from want to know how much can you afford. See, you may make a decision of a house, but then it come down, can you afford that house that you want? See, so now you're in decision. You're in the valley of decisions, you see. And when you're in the valley of decision, it's become very tiring, you know. Should I or shouldn't I? That's always the case, isn't it? And say, for instance, you're in the hospital or you go see your doctor, and your doctor say, well, you know, you need such and such a kind of surgery, and it's not, you don't have to go right away. So now you got to make a decision here. Should I get this here? And they didn't give me nothing to go by. They just say it's high risk. And all that, when they start telling you that, you got to make it seem, do I want to try this or do I want to stay like I am? You know, so you're making decisions, high-risk decisions now, when it's got to do with your nerve, I mean with your body, excuse me, when it got something to do with your body. And these things are not easy. Let me tell you, they're not easy at all. Have you decided whether you want to get this job out of town now? Things are in a crunch. You want to get this job out of town, making more money, or do I stay here? See how hard it is? You got to make decisions. You don't have much time either. They didn't give you much time to make these decisions, right? And so, therefore, we understand that we need God. We need to ask God for directions. We need to ask God, where should I go? Which is best for me that you see that's best for me, God? Don't try to make that decision without God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You don't want to do that. You want to go with the Bible about these things, don't you? You need to go and say, God, okay, I need a word from you, God, of which direction to take. How should I handle this particular thing? You even make a decision about, God, should I have this operation? They say it's high risk, you know. So what is better, high risk? I'll just stay like I am. I'm going to be miserable the rest of my life, but I have to make a decision. If I try this operation now, there's no guarantee. So now you got this. Now, don't you think really that that time is time to really talk to God? You need to do some good talking to God and some listening while you're talking. Now, you can't just talk and don't listen, but you need to listen. And before you get through this decision, you need to have been listening.
Yeah.
Okay? And many of us today, this is what we don't do. We don't listen. We may say, okay, God, I need direction, and you're going to do what you want to do. You didn't take time to listen to what he was saying, find out what he's saying. And, you know, as I was sitting here trying to get myself together here, praise God this morning, I was thinking about 100 things, like, run through my mind, you know. And I run through people, how they arrive to the decisions that they make. And I thought about people that go around talking. They talk about people, you know, say things about people. And now, if it's true, okay. Now, but when you don't know, and it's a lie, and you talking it, you made a decision to do what? To believe what that person is saying. You see? Now, you made that decision. Now, when you make that decision to believe that lie, then you are responsible for it. Okay? You are responsible for that. Okay? I'm not responsible. You are, because you believe the lie. Now, you didn't have to believe it because they told you. You should research and find out. Ask some questions about it, and then you got something to say. It's legitimate, okay? You see? But we don't. We make a decision to believe people, what they're saying, you know. Well, I can believe them. Go over that person's life, all they have told you, and see if they've been telling you the truth even before.
Oh,
see? You find out. Because some people are habitual liars, okay? And they just, don't ask me why, they just going to lie to you anyway. They don't want to tell the truth. If the truth is the truth, is the truth. They still going to lie on it. They going to lie on the truth. Okay? You ever heard of that? Lie on the truth? Well, that's what they make a decision to do. We have everything around to help us learn about things. And places, and you want to name it. Just, you know, try asking some questions. Try looking around. Go further than that. Don't just let that be the final say of any word what somebody gives. I tell you, even the word in the Bible. Now, I know there's many books in the Bible, I mean, not books, but Bibles written out here. Well, there is really many books. All kinds of versions, okay? Now, some years back, they didn't have as many versions as they got now. Now, today, you got to make a decision which Bible you're going to read and believe. The words are different. Therefore, you are understanding it different from another person, because the other person got a different Bible.
Amen.
See, so now you making the decision, well, this Bible say it this way and this Bible say it that way. Well, now what you going to believe? You, now it's time for you to ask God. Now, God, I asked him quick, which one of these versions should I get and live by? You hear what I'm saying? I can't live by all the versions because the wordings are different. Do you see? Some may give you permission to do something. Why they have them in there like that, I don't know why the person did that. But it's bad. It can make a lot of people go to hell. Do you understand? You don't get you understand that. But you made the decision, that's the Bible, you won't, because, oh, it's so much easier to understand. I don't think the King James is not as easy to understand for me, because that's what I learned. See, I learned that book in 1963. That's a long time, see. And so I know what's in there. Most of what's in there, because I study it. But now if you give me some other versions, I say, well, where are you reading and what kind of book are you reading? Because I don't get it. It's not saying what my Bible is saying, is what I learned. Do you see what I'm saying? So I'll stick with that. Okay, now you can go get whatever version you want, but let me tell you, you better stick with that so you won't miss hell, won't miss heaven. Because you keep following all these people, writing these versions up, putting these words in there, you think it's all right to sin, it's all right to cuss, it's all right to hate, it's all right to tell lies on people. You think all of that is good. It is not good, honey. You're going to have to pay the piper for that. Believe me, you can say what you will. You can try to wiggle out of it any way you want to. The only way you're going to wiggle out of that is repent. Okay? Now make that decision. You have to make the decision to repent then, because you know you lied against somebody. You know you tried to, you hate somebody. Why are you hating? And how can you say you're a Christian if you hating people? The Bible calls you a murderer if you hating people, hating somebody. So now you still got to repent because you hate somebody. I just can't stand them. Huh? Then you better start standing them. Because you're going to miss out on being in the kingdom of God. You making that decision, huh? I'm not going to follow God anymore. It's like I listened to this preacher, and he said something that really that really is right. Really is right. Why are you staying around there? Why are you running from church to church? Well, I don't like this one. I'm going over here with that one. Well, this one here ain't preaching the gospel. This one here ain't saying what I ain't helping me out none. They're not going with me with what I believe and what I want. You know, we want everything our way, and what happened here? We making a shipwreck of the church. We making the decision to run from one church to the other, and we take the wrong thing with us when we go. Well, why you left the other church? Well, then you fabricate something, bring up some lie and tell. You say, what you doing? Hey, look here, I told you I'm coming back. I'm back. I'm almost back. I'm getting there. You hear me now, don't you? Just got to get motivated here. Praise God. Praise God. But decisions that you make a decision to do something. Now, suppose you make a decision that you know you're in charge of the church's money, and you make a decision you're going to take some of it out there and spend it. You ain't asked nobody. You just went in, you take up the offering, and you slip some in your pocket because you need some. God don't mind. Who told you he don't? He writing that down in his book, too. A thief. If you don't ask, then you thieved it. You thieved it. You stole it. Huh? If you don't ask, you stole it, didn't you? Hmm? What about you stealing somebody else's husband? Or wife? You made that decision to do that, didn't you? Because you decided that you just got to have that man or you got to have that woman and you don't care who they married to and you going to take them.
Oh, my God.
Hmm? You made the decision, don't you? So now when you make that decision, you have the consequence to pay.
My God.
Did you hear that? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, that don't bother people, huh? Hmm. The jail is full of people that made the wrong decision. Prisons are full of people that made some wrong decisions. I ain't hurt nobody but myself. No, you hurting all the people that's connected to you, your family included. You made the decision to hurt those people.
Yes.
And you want them to like what you done to them. See, that you made that decision, huh? It's good. We're going to do that because I don't see nothing wrong with it. Every man and woman that pick up a reefer or whatever they drinking, smoking, shooting up or whatever, you made the decision to do that. You do not have to. Nobody don't put no gun to your head and tell you smoke it, drink it, and get high. You made the decision, didn't you? Hmm? And you have to pay the consequences. Now you're going through hell, and you don't know how to get out of it. All I can tell you, you just need God. Repent. Turn yourself around. See, you got to turn you around. I can't turn you around. You got to turn around or turn away from that which you are doing, and you know it is not right. Huh? Now, how are you going to sit up in a church and talk about, well, you know, I just don't like this church. I just don't. Well, is they not preaching the truth? They not preaching about Jesus Christ? First, you should ask God before you get there. Is this the one I should go to before you make that a promise, that covenant with that church, to be there and to work out your soul's salvation there? And you need to be in one. Don't matter. If they have to roll you in, let them roll you in the church. I'm going to church, honey. Simmer myself with some other believers that some of that, what they got, can rub off on me. Make that decision today. You understand? I want to see you make the right decision right now. As Spike Lee had the movie talking about doing the right thing. I think the right decision you need to do and to make to get there. Make a decision, ask God. First, ask God, what church should I be in, God? Where should I be? I don't want to be in church because my mama was there, daddy, uncle, grandmama, Aunt Susie, and everybody else was there. I don't want to be in there if that's not where you want me to be, where I can best be used for your glory. My Jesus. Ain't God good? He's still good. And he give us free choice. He give us this. We can make these choices because God gave us the knowledge and ability to do that. But make sure you're making the right choice. Huh? Say, Lord, teach me thy way. Teach me thy way. Hmm? Help me to walk in a plain path. See, you ask him to help you walk in a plain path. You don't want to walk in a crooked path. And God is faithful at promise, and he will help you walk in the path that you need to walk in. I found out it's better to ask God the question. I know the old folks, young, long time ago, say don't ask God no question. Well, listen, how am I going to know if I don't ask him? And he gives us that permission, don't he? Ask of me. He say, ask of me and see. Oh, Lord, I like that. If I don't say nothing else, I like that. Ask of me and see. You're going to see what he's going to do, right? See, won't he show it to you? See, won't he prove it to you? But you got to get sincere about this thing, that God is going to do it for you. You got to believe this. Believe it. Now, if you got all kind of Bibles in your hand and house and got you confused and you don't know what to believe or who to believe, you in trouble. So now you got to go back to the first beginning and ask God, Lord, I need the right Bible to read so that I can get this word like I'm supposed to. Huh? I don't want any book. I don't want any Bible. Just because it say Bible don't mean it's for me. See, not that version, not that type, that version of the Bible. See, everybody want to do everything easy. They don't want no work. So, you work a little harder. Tell me, I don't understand all the D's and the does. So, the and the, what? That ain't nothing. Them words is nothing, huh? They're not that hard to understand. They're not. And what is a little work? What's wrong with a little work? You need to work at it so you will have it. If it come too easy, you will not keep it. Have you ever thought of why some people don't? They get saved 1 minute and by next week they unsaved? They didn't get it. Do you understand? They did not get it. You can get it in 1 minute and lose it next minute. You get that word in there, you're going to work hard to keep it. Do you get what I mean? Work hard. Why is it? I'll talk about sometimes something so controversial. Huh? That man preached the other Friday, and the people, you can look at the people's faces, they don't want to hear nothing about your soul being saved and what you're doing to cause your soul not to be saved. And they didn't like it. And everybody's criticizing, preachers included, criticizing about what the man preached. If they listened to the message, the man was just breaking it down to them so they can understand. Even a fool could have understood what he said. They just don't want to know the truth. Just don't want to know how to save your soul. You want to be entertained so much. This is what you want to do. Be entertained so much. See, I don't have nothing against people, but listen, you're going to come to church. You ought to know how to come to church with some right clothes on. Make a decision. You made a decision with them clothes you wore, didn't you? Because you want everybody to see you, so you wear flimsy clothes, don't you? You wear your negligee to church. And then when somebody hit on you and start saying unkind things to you, you get mad and everybody else mad with you because you're supposed to be important. Well, you should have been important enough to put on your clothes. Hello? I said that. You want to get mad with me. I don't mind because somebody always mad with me anyway. You understand? But to understand. He's saying all you're getting, get an understanding. Get an understanding. What do you want people to say about you? Make that decision. When I leave here and go to church, do I wear the same thing I wear when I go to bed? No. You don't. Anyway, yo. Negligee, your baby doll, you know, them baby doll pajamas. I don't know if they make them no more. I don't know. But them baby doll pajamas they used to make. Well, Pastor Sharon said they're still making them. And you're not going to wear that to church. I hope not anyway. Then you are open season for these hungry men and some of them women too grab you, say obscene things to you. You can't get mad. See? See what I'm talking about? You made that decision to come out looking like that. And you going to get mad. Why are you going to get mad? Ain't no getting mad there. You made the decision to come out like that, so you were open season for it. You get the picture of what I'm talking about. I know many of you know what I'm talking about. You see? Decisions. What kind of decisions are you making? What kind? What kind? Do you understand why the person made a certain decision? Ask them then. Say, well, why did you make a decision to come out like that? What were you thinking when you asked that question? I would ask them. Darling, I'm going to tell you how I would say it. Darling, why do you, do you know about the clothes you got on? I asked the person the first time I seen them, I mean no harm, but I said, darling, where's the rest of your skirt? Did you leave it home? See, because you made the decision to come out, and when a man is be a man and he don't do nothing else but what he is, y'all call him a little dog. That's what y'all call him. So the dog gonna bark, and the dog come out and grab. See, come on. I'm just trying to tell you now. See, cause a man is a man. Men do these things. I don't care how safe he is. He tempted too. He can see. He have eyes. And women have been put down so long, and they still think that's what they do is to show all their wares. You don't have to show your wares to get a man. Let me tell you, look, the nuns can get a man.
Come on now.
Men be lusting after the nuns, and she all quivered up. From her head to her toe, I don't even know if her fingertips might be closed up. I don't know. But I know that they can get a man. People get, you know, so how you going to go a place, and then when people start talking to you, you have no defense. You have no defense. I told you before, I know how to get a man off of me. I know how to get them out. When they start talking trash, I know just how to talk to them, what to say to them, and mean it. See, the fact is, most of people don't mean it. They want that attention. I can do without it personally, you know, all that attention. See, but when you are on the hunt, and you done made a decision, what you want is somebody else's property. You come in half-dressed.
Oh, my God.
Because you are tempting that person, trying to get their attention. You want their attention because you want them to like you. You want them to ask you. We do these things, see?
Amen.
See? You make the decision to do those things. So now when they do, don't get mad.
Amen.
Don't let that be the ruination of your life. by those decisions that you make. You make them ugly decisions. Then when somebody get ugly with you, you want to call the police. Be a woman. Be a real woman. Have dignity, class. Hey, I know how to be a class A with my clothes on. I remember an incident years ago when I was in show business and I was in this club and this woman come up there, "Well, you know, you ought to wear less clothes." I said, "I ain't wearing enough now." "And I ain't finna take off no more." You know, I told her to get on out of there and find out she was funny. See? Yeah, get funny, trying to suckle me into something. I said, "No, it won't work here. Not to this sister." Okay? Praise God. I guess you say I'm hard. Well, no, it's just that, listen, I'm my mother's only child, and I know how to defend myself. I had no brothers or sisters to defend me, so I have to learn how to defend myself. All right? So you learn how to talk to crazy people. You see? I made the decision to always be alert. That's where I was trying. I was making a decision. Now, if somebody come upon me from behind, so to speak, I ain't nothing I can do but try to fight the best I can. You see, that's the way you do. But other than that, I tried to make pretty good decisions which concern me. Okay? And you could, too. When you say, "I don't take no wooden nickels," you know what that means, don't you? Mm-hmm. Ain't everything coming by. Some things may slip by now. Some things may slip by. A lot of things have slipped by in my life. Been here for a while. Okay? But I try to make the best decisions there is for everybody. For the church, I try to make the best decisions. A lot of people don't always think it's best, you know. Like if you get upset, it doesn't make any sense for me to show you that I'm upset. I am the pastor, and I got to keep my cool. Right? Ain't that right? Amen. Praise God. But some people come to church, and they come to do what? Aggravate you, make you mad, to push your... push your right button, they call themselves pushing. See how you react. See, I just tell them, "You really don't want to see that one, that side of me." Okay? You really don't want to see that side. I do not want to go back to New York. And I don't want to be that little hoodlum I was then. You see? So I'll try to, since I'm saved, I'm going to stay saved and get out your way and let you make a fool of yourself. That's the decision I make. Now, what one you make? Huh? What decision do you make? Do you let people goad you into doing stupid things? Say stupid things? Do you let them do that to you? Or you just look at them, just pray for them, say, "Lord, help them. They don't know what they're doing." And walk off and leave them standing up there with egg on their face, so to speak. There's ways to handle things, problems, people. Now, I guarantee you got some pastors that is ill-mannered, don't have any manners. I don't know how they got that way, but there's a lot of them that just like that. You know. What you do is leave them alone. That's what you do. You say, "Well, they really don't have old class. They're not a class act." My. Hello. Hallelujah. They ain't about to close you where either. As I said, you ain't going to put on your night clothes to go to church. Did we have on night clothes when we had our shut-in, all night shut-in? No.
No, ma'am.
We didn't have no baby doll pajamas and all that on. That'd have been a mess, wouldn't it? My, that would have been a mess. Sure enough, a mess. Nobody would have never got through praying. Nobody would have never prayed. As a matter of fact, we did 7 days and nights, didn't we? Yeah, we stayed 7 days and nights up in the church for prayer. Yeah, that's what we did. So you know something would have went on if somebody come up in there with that. I would have had a fit. My God, my God. Ain't God good? God's still good. You got to be on point with God, huh? And God will guide you in every phase of your life if you want him to. Now, he's only going to do it if you want him. He said, ask of me and see. Ask him and see what he show you. See, won't he show it to you? See, won't he do it for you? I'm telling you, he is faithful. That promise. God will do what you need him to do. And he will guide you where you need to go. But the thing is, we're not patient enough to wait on him. See, that's our problem is we don't have patience enough to wait on God. When God promises us something, the first thing we do, get all out the way and go try to do it ourselves. That's what we do. Now, look who made that decision to do it themselves. And then when it go wrong, who you want to blame? You need to blame yourself, not God. He told you one way to do it. You did it your way. I don't want to listen, God. Well, why you ask? If you're not going to listen to him, what you asking him for? Can somebody answer that for me? That's a That's what that one is. Praise God. But I'm so glad God will hear us. We don't want to, and you know we want to stay in the familiar, don't we? Everybody want to stay in the familiar. They don't want to get out of the familiar, see? And I'm so glad that I know that God will take you out of that familiar that you're in and out of that little comfort zone you're in, and you don't want to get out of that either. Now, you making these decisions, but you want to know why God don't answer me and why this happens and why that happened. You get this little crying, singing song, complaining. Oh, my God. About it all. Do you think I'm complaining about what is happening to my son right now? I'm not complaining about it. I'm asking for prayer. You help me pray for him. That God's will be done in his life. See? Because I still know what he can do. If he choose not to do it. A couple of weeks ago, the doctor told him, I thought you was dead. But he got up and he walked around a little, some more. See? It ain't over to God, say it over, you see. Are you making the decision to fight for your life? Are you making a decision to fight for somebody else's life? Are you making that decision too? Think about it. Think about what you decide to do and what you do in your life. See, God always have us learning something. And none of us so smart we can't learn anything. I don't care how many degrees you have. I don't care what your title is. You can always learn something else. So never get yourself up there till you think, I don't have to learn nothing. I know everything. No, you don't. Probably a little five-year-old probably could come and make you sound like you dumb. See? Because we always think we got more. Oh, Lord. But I love the new, how you say it? Give me something new in Christ. Let me see the new light. Let me see a brighter day of something different that God is doing, elevating me, or I'm growing in it. See, I'm making my decisions to God to allow me to grow and to allow me to see, go up into another heaven like Paul somewhere. You know, it's a price to pay for all these things. When you make that decision, know that it's a price to pay to receive these things. Do you get the picture? Hello, somebody. Ain't God good? He's still good. Hallelujah. Yes, he's good. But don't try to be like somebody else all the time. Don't make that decision. I want to be like this preacher, that preacher, that preacher. Be like God called you. What he called you to do. Don't you know you're special? You're very special to God. And you want to be like somebody else. Why? Then your specialty is over. You're not special anymore. Because you are a carbon copy of something else or someone else. You're not the special person he made you. Unique. Originally different. See, God does these things. And you want to be like somebody else. Stop trying to be like somebody else, huh? Make that decision today. Say, I'm going to make the decision to do right. I'm going to make the decision that I am who God said I am. Now, that's the decision you need to make today. And if there's any sin in your life, you say, I'm going to make the decision to repent right now. All my sins, thought, words, and deeds. Because, you know, sometimes our thoughts can get us in trouble. See? So you need to ask God. Because God, the Bible did say, God say, who told you to think? I don't know what congregation I was in that time. And I read that to them, and they like, and it fell on the floor. The people in the church say, what? I ain't know that was, I said, God said, who told you to think? Oh, Lord Jesus. So I adopted that. Now, who told you to think? Okay, think about it. You made that decision to think them bad thoughts. You thought I didn't love you, didn't you? See that thought you was thinking? You ain't never asked me, do you love me? And you know somebody gonna always say, now, why you answer me that? Why you ask me that? Why, when you ask people that, they ask you why you ask that instead of answering yes or no? You still ain't give me no answer? I must don't know. You must not showing me that you love me.
My God.
For me to ask that question. Or maybe somebody has said something that you said that make me think that you don't love me.
Dear Jesus.
See? See why it was asked? Huh? And all you got to do is say, well, yes or no. Not no. Why are you asking me that? And you know men do that. Men do that to their wives. Their wives say, do you love me, honey? And they say, what you asking me that for? All they had to do was say, yeah, baby, you know I love you. You know, just say something like that. You ain't got to go through all that other stuff. That's just a waste of time, them other words. Do you get what I'm saying? Praise God. Ooh, Lord, how mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The light is on. And there is somebody home. Hello, praise God. I'm making my decisions, too, see, to seek more of the Lord, making that decision, because I want all he has for me. I don't know about you. I want all God got for me. You know, and that part you don't want, I'll take it. Hello. because I want him to fill my cup till it overflows. And I want it to overflow right on down on to somebody else. Hallelujah. How about you? Don't you want yours to roll over on you too? Somebody else too? Want somebody else to get blessed? I want other people to be blessed. I want them to know God like I know him, that I know that he can do anything. Lord God Almighty, he will help me through every storm and every typhoon or whatever else coming against me. He can help me. He can bring me through it and set me up on a high ground. Oh, Lord, I know he can do anything but fail, and he's not going to allow failure to be a part of my life. Hallelujah. Because I made the right decision when I gave my life to the Lord. I made the right decision, and you can do it too. If you don't know the Lord all the way, you just say, I'm just a church goer. You know, we got a lot of these people out here today. They just go to church. They feel like they go to church, that's enough. They don't have to commit or do anything else but just go. But let me tell you, that is not enough. You got to give yourself wholly to the Lord Jesus, body, mind, soul. You got to give him the whole thing, the whole works. Head to toe and inside and out. Got to belong to him that he may help you in your decision making. Whether you're going to live or die. He gave you the words to say, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. See, he gave you that. You make the decision to take that word for what it says that God gave it to you for. Huh? You make that decision, what you want to do today. Shall you live or would you want to die? You want to die spiritually? You want to die naturally? How do you want to die? Which way you want to die? Spiritually? I don't want to die spiritually. No. I want God to stay. I don't want him to leave me. Huh? Stay with me, Jesus, stay with me. You heard that song, didn't you? I don't know who sang it, I forgot. I know it's the group. Stay with me, Jesus, stay with me, Jesus. I want him to stay with me. How about you? I'm making that decision today for everybody to hear that I want Jesus to stay with me. Don't leave me, God. Don't leave me, God. Oh, hallelujah. You know what? I don't have to say, please, Lord, don't leave me. Faith says, Lord, don't leave me. And that's it. I'm believing that he's not going to leave me. Ah, hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. You know what? I'm going to let Pastor Sharon go. I ain't heard her since the anniversary. I mean, she tore it up on the anniversary, you know. Praise God. I was going to let her do the broadcast today, but Sister Diane pushed me right on into
it. Look at God.
And Nathan came and laid hands on me as soon as he came in the door. He came in. He always know when I'm sick. And he come in and lay hands on me as soon as he came in the door. Ain't he good? Go, baby, go. Here you go.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, you know what? I tell you, it is all right all the time. The word of God is always rich. And I just thank God for the word from the woman of God, because I could tell you that word came forth, the woman of God, and that word was healing her, and that word was giving her the strength that she needed. I tell you, God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. Because we know the word is the anointing today. And the word comes and it brings forth life. Life that brings forth whatever it is you need. It brings forth joy and peace. And letting you know that God is on your side. You don't have to be concerned about the situation. Why? Because his word comes to bring forth that healing. And I thank God for the word about decision. Because, you know, that is something to think about. A lot of time we make, like the woman of God was saying, we make decisions in our life, and some people really don't pay attention to the decision they make, but this decision
has a cause and an effect. And it makes something happen. And you know, if you come to a person in the wrong way, you know you're going to be in an effect, right? If you don't come with the right tone, with the right melody, and even if you do, if that person is not in that place in God and the peace of God is not with them, or they're going through a torment, they're going to answer you in the way you came. But I thank God for the Jesus today, for the word that let us know that decision, decision, decision. And this morning, yesterday my daughter was coming with some questions about decision. And I just thank God for that word that came forth. I mean, and she even was what the woman conclude what the even what the woman of God was saying this morning. Before you make a decision, ask God. Ask God. God, is this the right decision for me? God, I don't want to take it upon myself to make the change in the move without you bringing forth that rhema word and let me know, yes, it is time to go to the next place. Yes, it's time. Or I'm allowing you to stay in this process right now because what? I'm going to make your enemy your footstool today. We don't even know there's so many decisions to be made in our lifetime. And all the time when the pot gets boiling, it doesn't mean for you to leave that place. God wants to make something in you, something in you. He's bringing you into your process for where he's taking you. And if you never have a problem, how will you know God can solve them? If situations don't come your way, how can you know he's able to work it out for you? But you have to seek him. What shall I do, Lord? I need an answer right now. And I tell you, the two girls have the same, almost the same situation going on their job. Decisions to be made. Decisions to be made. But I'm reminded, if God be for you, who can be against you? I don't care. I don't care when they come up against you. I tell you, the God in you is greater than any other the force that is around you. The God inside of you is greater, and he's able to make you stand and wait on him. Wait on him. I'm reminded, I was working in Burdines, and you know what? I really did not like it. But I tell you, I was like, you know, God, okay, I'm waiting. And I heard what the woman of God say. When you ask God a question and you're praying about something, wait for the answer. And, you know, certain things happen. And I remember I just got fed up with the job and I just walked out. And then the word of the Lord came. The woman of God said, you know, God told me to tell you this. And I said, Lord, 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 I already left the job. I already left the job, but I learned a lesson then. Wait on the Lord. Even if you feel that the situation is unfair, whether or not whatever you may have think the situation is, know that there's time when God is working it out behind the scenes for your good. And you know what? He let me know that we have to really pray about things. Seek God. Seek God. Seek God with the decision that we make in our life. And then I'm reminded about when David, and he was talking about in the second book of Samuel, when David made a decision. When he went up to the rooftop and when he looked over, you know how you go on the second floor, paraphrasing, the second floor, and you high rise and you look over and you can see in someone else's building, right? Or in someone else's apartment, you know? Or you're walking on the street and you know how some people, sometimes they don't pull the shade, they don't turn the shade, and they're changing up. Well, David had a situation like that when he was on one day just minding his own business, and what did he see? He walked up on what? On who? He saw Bathsheba taking a bath, and then he did not just turn his head. He made a decision to send a messenger, go see who that fine lady is. Come on now. See, I just got to have her. Why? She looks different than what I have. And he forgot that this is one, the Golden Corral. You know what? You can choose what you want, the buffet, Golden Corral. But he made a decision, and he sent his messenger to go get that woman, even though he was told who she was connected to. She was Uriah's what? Wife. It did not matter. Why? Because he wanted what he wanted. And then when he made the decision, even though he sent for her and he brought her into his chamber, he still could have changed his mind. But he went ahead with his decision. What? Because he felt that he was in the right. It was his choice. I am king. I'm a person of authority. I can do whatever it is, and I can make whatever decision I want to make, not knowing that God is the higher authority. You have a consequence to pay for your decision, because God sees it. He's looking at the whole picture. So David messed up, right? And then he did not even, telling himself, he tried to cover. He made it worse. Why? Because she got pregnant. And then what? When she got pregnant, now he sent for the man wife. Why didn't you just send for the man wife in the first place, so you won't get in trouble? But he did not do that. David indulged. He took what did not belong to him, and then he tried to cover it. Don't you know you can't cover up a child? It made me wonder when I was reading it this morning. Is that where somebody get pregnant by another person and they slide it through and say, that's your child? Did they get this from this Bible? Because David did that. David came up with that idea of it. David came up with that idea of, let's do this. Let your husband come in with you, and then we can say, oh, that child was conceived. But you know, DNA don't lie. DNA don't lie. The woman of God said, God don't lie. What's done in the dark will come to light. It will come to light. He made a decision. What's your decision today? God's been talking to you. What's your decision? Oh, I'm on vacation, and nobody that I know is around me, so I can do whatever I want to do. Why? Because everyone else in another state, and I'm here all by myself. Your decision. But don't you know the light of God is there? Don't you know it will come forth? Even if the person asks you a question, what did you do today? And I hear Steve Harvey saying a statement, oh, we men, we have to protect you all, ladies. We are lied to you. And all them ladies that was on the panel with him got up and was walking away. Because he's saying, to protect you, ladies, we are lied to you. But then Colossians, the 3:9 says, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. What is the old man? Your fleshly nature, right? When you did not know Jesus as Lord and Savior, but now that you come into the truth of who God is, and truth is where? Who is truth? God is truth. Truth was there from the beginning of the world when God said, let there be light, and light came forth. Truth was there in the beginning, right? And lie was there also, because God, the devil, is known as the what? The fathers of lie. And God let us know that you are of your that the devil, your father, the devil. Why? Because you dare to take on his characteristic and lie. He tells us in Colossians not to lie to one another. Don't deceive one another. Deceive, lie is the same thing. You say, oh, I'm just trying to protect me. Protect you me from what? You're protecting yourself. Why? Because then you'll be exposed as an undercover liar. Come on now. You're not showing who you really are. There's no truth in you. Truth.
Jesus is truth, right? He is truth. And he wants us to walk in truth, not lie. But he wants us to walk in truth. And then Revelation 21 verse 8 says, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and adulterers and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So people say, well, you know, I can tell lies. God understand it. I'm just in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But the word tells us here.
All right,
the word tells us here. Everything that go contrary to the word of God is not what is the lie. God is true.
Amen.
And if it's not lining up with truth, then it's become what? A lie, right? Or if it's not deception or cunning, whatever word you want to use, because the enemy always have people go in between half and half. The word of God let us know that we cannot serve God and man also, right? You cannot serve two masters. You either hate one or you love the other. And you can't use the excuse, I'm bipolar either. There's so many things. God hold you accountable. He hold us accountable. So David, he had to get it right. He had to repent. Why? Because God revealed a revealer of truth, right? He is the revealer. So he bring the word to say, Nathan the prophet came to him, and he had to get it right. And what? Repent of his sin. Don't you know, I tell you, you might as well go ahead and tell the truth. You might as well just say, yes, I did that. Yes, I said that. You know, and you find out you're in the wrong to repeat that word or say that word. They say, well, I'm so sorry, but I repeat what I heard, and it wasn't the truth. Because, you know, the enemy, he is so slick. He is so cunning. If he can have you continue repeating the lie, then the lie becomes true to them. But you should know. You should know. Ask questions. I like asking questions. I like to ask questions because I don't want to be defending a person, and because I believe what they're telling me and get to find out it's a lie. Do you know that's not even a good feeling? You believed what they're saying, and then you found out it wasn't so. That's a great letdown. How many times we have let down God? But you know what? His grace and his mercy. He's still merciful toward us. He is still merciful toward us. So we have to, you know, make the right decision. Make the right decision. I had to make the right decision. I could not say they made me mad. No, Jesus said, no, they did not make you mad. You made yourself mad. By what? You made the decision to get upset. You made the decision to say these things. You made the decision. Because he gave us authority, right, and a dominion over all the power of the enemy. You got the choice to speak the word of life or death out of your mouth. You got that decision.
Amen.
Take responsibility for your action. You say, why? Because God is holding us, each and every one of us, accountable for our action, for our words, for the thoughts and the deeds. He holds us accountable. So we have to make the right decision. We not say we are perfect, but you know what? If you're teaching the young children and your little ones to tell the truth, what about you telling the truth? If you're telling your young one to come, let me know if whatever situation happened, let me know as a parent, but then you don't do the same thing. That child is seeing a double standard.
Yes, yes.
And children are smart, y'all. Children are so smart. You are the one that teaching them. You are the one they see each and every day.
Your action makes a difference in someone else's life. You don't know how many people you're encouraging by you believing God, by you standing on the word of God, by you being true to what you say God told you. You don't know how many people you're encouraging by you standing on the word of God. You may not think you are, but they're watching you. We're not saying they're watching you for every mistake. No, they're watching because you are a great example. You are the Jesus that they see walking on earth. You are the one that can make a difference in someone else's life. So pay attention to your decision. I had to watch my decision because I had two young ladies watching. When I go to the store, I had to I remember my daughter told me, Mom, remember you married. And I was saying to, but she was young. This young man was trying to talk, Mom, remember you married. So I asked her a question, do you tell your daddy that when he's out there too? I sure did, y'all. I'm keeping it real. I said, do you know that is something I do know? I don't have to, I know that I'm married, I know how to carry myself, and I know that, you know, who I'm representing. Because you know what, a lot of times we have to make sure we act like who we say we are. Remember who we are in Christ Jesus. And she said it to me at a young age. And I said, there's nothing wrong in saying to the person, hello, hello, there's nothing wrong with that. Now, if I start exchanging my phone number and saying, meet me at the around the corner, now I'm walking in error. But a lot of times we don't pay your decision. Who is watching you? A lot of times we don't pay attention, but who is watching you? Who is watching you? And Psalms 53:56-3 says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. You put your trust in God, y'all. The decision, you trust in God for the decision. You trust in God. When what time I am afraid, there's some time you have this decision to be made and you really don't know, especially the big, big, big ones that comes up in your life. And we're not going to act like parents don't get afraid. We are afraid. We don't know what the answer is, what to do. But when I am afraid, I will trust in thee. I will put my trust in you, Lord. I will depend on you, Lord. I will wait until the answer comes. I will wait until you send that word that I need, Lord. I'm here waiting on the word, God. I don't know what else to do, God. I don't want to make a shipwreck. I don't want to make the wrong decision, God. I don't want to say get weary in well-doing, God. I don't want to step out of your will, God. These are big decisions. Decision, y'all, that comes up in our life. But you want to make sure you the decision you make that is well-pleasing unto God. You don't want to do go through that trial all over again because while you were going through the testing, you failed because you jumped out before time. We had to do our work, what? All over again. You don't want that, y'all. I paid attention in ministry over 30 years now. I paid attention in ministry. God said, look at that. Oh, look, not watch person. He just said, look, what happened to this person? While they were going through their process, they got tired. They did not understand the process. They did not understand why this and that was happening, and they left. And then the next person, what do you learn from that? In other words, it may be the same thing happening again, but what it is you going to do different? He had to teach me, watch and see, what can you do different? Go through the process. Don't abandon the ship. Don't get tired. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still, because you at the breakthrough. Deliverance is here. Healing is here. Your mourning is turning into sunshine and laughter again. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. It will not last always. Trouble do not last always. It's just a season, and a due season. You have to go through something in this or that in your life. Why? Because the perfection of God can come forth in you. You heard the word. Every disciple went through a test, right? They were preaching Jesus. They had a different style of teaching and preaching, right? And they all had the test. The test was different. Trial was different. But they did not give up. They went through it. When one door closed, they went to another door. Why? Because they were about their Father's business. We are to do the same thing. They don't receive you in one place, you go, you leave. And that's one thing I like about the Holy Spirit. He will let you know. If you're telling someone certain things, he'll tell you they're not going to believe what you're telling them. They're not going to receive that word. They're not ready for that change. Their hearts are hard. They're not. They close their mind. They close their eyes. They just don't want to know. Why? Because they don't want to walk in a place of accountability. So when Jesus, when the word comes and the Holy Spirit tells you that, what do? You move on to the next person that will hear what God is saying, that will do what God is saying. Remember, y'all, it's all your decision. Your mother cannot make that decision for you. Your father cannot. Your husband or your wife cannot. Brothers and sisters, you cannot, or your friend. You got to make up your mind. It is your decision today. So remember, y'all, in everything that you do, when you look rolling your eyes at someone, that was your decision. I don't care what they're saying. That was your decision to roll your eyes. Now, while you're rolling your eyes, there's someone there watching you and want to make a change for Jesus. And they say, she's not supposed to roll her eyes. There's always, y'all, you know, we hear the word, there's a camera everywhere. And the best camera, y'all, is them two eyes God put in your head. To me, that's a camera. That your eyes don't miss nothing, y'all. So remember, be blessed.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Stop. No, honey, the word was good. The word is good. I tell you, I thank God for the awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. Decision. What decision are you going to make today? Are you going to make that decision to stand for God? Or are you going to make that decision to stand for self? Which decision are you going to make today? You hear the woman of God even talk about speaking life. Which one are you going to choose? Are you going to choose life, or are you going to choose death today? God said choose life, and life in the land of the living. And we're just thanking God today for the word that came forth, hoping and praying that it did touch someone today, heal, deliver, and set them free today. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Blog Talk Radio. Again, that call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Tomorrow night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. So come on, let's tear the devil down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. And know that God loves you and that you are loved. So make that decision today to come out of the world and to come into God's kingdom. Be blessed.
much on my mind, searching for that peace, a peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way.
That's when things start happening. I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Soon as I stop worrying how the story ends,
I can let go.
I let go and
I can let God. Let him have,
let God have
his way. That's
when things
start
happening.
Let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God, oh, let go.